Cheesehead's behaving badly. From Franklin, an 82-year-old guy was taken into custody about 4 in the afternoon, about a week ago. He was stealing coupon magazines out of area mailboxes. An alert resident took a photo of the man in the act. Police attempted to pull the man's vehicle over, but he sped off and was later taken into custody at his home. Police found mail belonging to 12 different people inside of his van. He was cited for theft and disorderly conduct for speeding away from police and for intentionally altering his license plate.
And when they say speeding away from police at the age of 82, he was going 20.
Wait, is that a federal crime?
It's gotta be.
Stealing mail?
I was feeling bad thinking he needed the coupons, but if he took their mail too, know what I mean?
Just because he's 82, Gino, does not make him a good person.
There you go.
Heartless!
A song the Wilson sisters wrote about Doreen. From Racine, the operator of a popular Racine pizza place has been arrested on drug charges after a confidential informant reportedly bought drugs from him on the property. The Pizza Chef, Main Street.
His booking picture, he's got his that doing the okay sign like the guy on the pizza box. Oh, boy.
I know that guy.
Police spoke to a 32-year-old Port Washington woman. 10:30 at night. They got a call from a neighbor that, quote, she pounds on the wall every night in her apartment. So they advised her on the pounding on the wall. I guess that's what it is.
I had a woman in London. She was pounding on the door all night.
Yeah, trying to get out?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hello. He's back. That's what...
Let
I knew we were missing something.
Help!
What, bad humor?
From Ashwaubenon. Wow. This is our criminal of the day. A Wisconsin teenager was arrested twice in a span of 3 hours. I said he's a teenager for operating a vehicle with impairment. Ashwaubenon police.
18, did you say?
18 years old. Wisconsin man, 4:20 a.m. The teen said he was coming home from a graduation party when his vehicle struck a light pole. Officers processed him for operating with impairment, OWI, and he was released to another adult who signed a responsibility agreement to not allow the subject to operate a motor vehicle. At about 7 o'clock in the morning, another officer was working a traffic detail for a triathlon and recognized the 18-year-old from the previous arrest operating another vehicle. The officer stopped him, and he was again processed for operating under the influence and taken to the Brown County Jail. He's currently being held on felony bail jumping charges.
Wow.
Two crimes. Two OWIs.
Unbelievable.
Within 3 hours.